Half Empty Cup of Joe is sponsored by Milan Vukovic with Tahibo Tea at 818-610-8088.
This is your Half Empty Cup of Joe.
Pour a cup of this good-smelling coffee. It will taste as good as it smells.
This show is hosted by Joe Jaquint and Jason Walker. Because half a cup is better than no cup.
Good morning and welcome to the Half Empty Cup, the Friday edition. Listen, we're going to put the phone lines out there. We're going to dive in a little bit. I didn't see the debate. Jason saw most of it. The headlines today, at least from the left, they want to replace Joe Biden. The performances, from what my wife told me, because they had her and her cousins, they had a big debate party, watched it all. She used the word boring, not a lot of excitement about it for either candidate, but 877-536-1360. If you have your thoughts on the debate, did it change your mind in any way? But Jason, one of the left's, and it didn't used to be the left, but one of the left's big mouthpieces, Drudge. Their operation, big headline, right? Operation Replace Biden, right? Dems scramble to try to, they called it the debate catastrophe. That was the big headline.
Of course, the conservatives and the Trump supporters, they've been talking about, how Joe, they call him Sleepy Joe and all this. And we all have seen Biden mumbling and looking like he's just a mess. But I'm going to tell you people this. I try to watch other views. It's so easy to get inside your own echo chamber. Biden is not as sleepy and ridiculous as he was last night. He is not like that. Now, he does do that stuff, and he does seem like the oldest man in the family who's mumbling in the corner. And that's what he did yesterday, Joe. It was embarrassing for him. I was embarrassed for him. I don't ever get embarrassed for somebody else. He was horrible. He was like everybody's oldest grandfather that just barely could even keep awake for the family gathering at Thanksgiving. But Joe Biden is, I'm going to tell you right now, I've been watching him in his 4 years. He is very alert and very strong on very specific situations through these 4 years. And then for whatever reason, for the cameras, when everybody wants to look at him on the nightly news or when Fox News wants to put him on, you have this guy that's like falling over. And that's apparently what the Democrat Party wanted. I mean, come on, you cannot be wheeling this guy. I mean, the moment he walked onto stage, he was mumbling incoherently towards his podium as he's walking to it. It was extremely bad. I don't know if we'll get the see if Jack finds the clip. I mean, there was this one moment where Joe Biden was mumbling on about an answer, and Trump was Trump. Trump did exactly what Trump does. And he's like, I did not understand the last part of what he said. I don't think he knows the last part of what he said. Trump humiliated this guy, and it's not because Trump did so good. In fact, to tell you the truth, if you look at Trump's performance, I would say it was probably average at best. This was not Trump at his best. It wasn't Trump at his worst. But if I were a Trump fan, I would be worried about how truly awful Biden was. This would actually worry me. That the Democrats would actually wheel out this corpse that's falling asleep on stage to go up against your guy. And Joe, I don't know. You've been saying for a long time. I didn't ever disagree, because I'm the one that says, hey, when you get to your convention, when you get to your party's convention, they can nominate anybody they want, which I thought was very interesting that for this debate, for decades and decades and decades, you don't have a debate before the nominations. You nominate your candidate and then you debate the other party. But for some reason, they wanted to wheel out this guy to make him look like the worst, you know, incoherent old man. For what, Joe? I mean, who's going to be the candidate that comes out of nowhere to be the Democrats' great white hope or great black hope or whoever it is that shows up? Because I have a feeling if they decide to replace this guy, which I think is very logical now, I think it's very much on the table. Just what you've read about some of the reactions, I think it's very possible that at the convention, Joe Biden just endorses the guy that is wanted by the party heads. You know, who does Hillary Clinton want to run, right? Who the party heads, Joe? Who do they really want? They could have Biden go all the way with this thing. And I'm going to tell you right now, if Joe Biden is the candidate that the Democrats are going to put on the ticket for November, then they want Trump to win. That's all there is to it. Trump didn't slaughter this guy. This is like if I got into a street brawl with an 8-year-old. That's how bad this was. And Joe, when Joe Biden and Trump were going back and forth on some issues, it was like same old politics as always. It's Biden's fault we have inflation. No, it's Trump's fault we have inflation. And they blamed each other, and then the numbers say this. No, the numbers say that. So there was a little bit of the same old, which is why I don't usually watch this stuff. I watched it because I know that they're telling us something in these debates about what's getting ready to happen, and they should not have had a pre-nomination debate. There's a reason they had to do this, Joe. So you may be really on the ball with your prediction that they're going to put somebody else in the Democrat Party. It's looking like that after that debate.
You know, 877-536-1360, the caller text line. One of the texters texted it, lowest common denominator, two old men, personal attacks, embarrassing and demeaning. Right, kind of what Jason was saying when they did. All as they did is attack each other personally, right? One of the texters texted in, Polis Newsom. I'm going to throw another name out there, Big Mike. Let's not count Michelle out. And I'm just saying, I don't know anybody.
It could be anybody. It can be anybody. Right? Anybody in the Democrat Party could be nominated in Chicago. Remember, they're going to have a convention in Chicago where everything is going haywire in the streets of Chicago, Joe.
I love this one. The DEI ticket. Big Mike in Polis. Maybe. I don't know. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Need pain relief? Greska's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Half Empty Cup of Joe is sponsored by James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC, at 720-203-0731.
Continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
That's the way it is, Joe. That's exactly what I heard.
Listen, I think you're bringing up a really valid point. They did this on purpose. I mean, it's hard for me to believe he could perform that poorly, right? Yep. I mean, you know, it's not like, I mean, these guys practice, you know, they you know, it's hard to believe, but to Jason's point, this is what they wanted before the convention, right? Before the convention, back to the text con. RFK is their only hope now. Excellent show. Joe Biden was fiddling with his right ear. Was somebody talking to him in his ear? Did he have an earpiece in? I don't know, but it that's interesting. How about this one? Oh, snap, the Obama ticket. Big Mike with Barry as the VP. Right? Anything is possible. Now, some breaking news here. CNN is reporting that Joe Biden is not going to step down. That's what they're reporting right now. But they're saying that Bloomberg is saying that multiple people high up in the Democratic Party would like Joe Biden to step aside. Saying that Kamala Harris, that's a name no one's brought up yet, the VP, she ended up being the winner of the debate. And thirdly, that Gavin Newsom is ready for the Biden emergency. So those are things to take into consideration right now, at least on the CNN side. They're talking that right now Biden is committed to running. He's not going to step down, at least not yet. Kamala Harris is getting talked up. And then Gavin Newsom looks like, anyway, from CNN, maybe the front runner to be the emergency replacement, you know, at the convention.
We're talking backup quarterbacks when it comes to the Democrat Party. It's ridiculous. When the starting quarterback has a couple of bad weeks and the fans start calling for the backup, right? Joe, if they do replace him, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be any of the names that I think our listeners or that the media is really putting out there. It will be somebody we don't know. I want to keep going back to the 1880 election. When the bankers wanted to put Ulysses Grant in for a third term, he had been a banker-backed president for two terms after the Civil War, was moving us fastly towards another central bank. You know, he was very generous to their interests. He retired from public life and went on a world tour. He was going to travel countries in Europe and be retired, but they wanted him back, and he wanted to come back. So after being out for a term, he came back and ran for election. And he was the runaway guy. He was the guy. But wait a minute. Remember, for the last year or two, it's going to be Biden. Biden is their guy, right? But then when it got to the convention, you know, four guys were running, and they weren't voting the first 10, 15, 20 votes. They could not get the vote they needed to make Ulysses Grant their nomination. And based off the strength of a speech that James Garfield, who was not even running, he was not one of the four candidates, based off a speech about what he was going to do and how he was going to fix this country, somebody that the guys running the Republican Party at the time, the bankers, they didn't want this guy. But they don't have the controlled system we have now. And based off the strength of the, hey, we're going to do things like Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, and Abraham Lincoln. I'm going back to that. We're going to run this country right. We're not going to have special interest telling the government what we're going to do for the people. We're going to, you know, the people are going to tell me, the president, which is what he ended up doing. And he was not out of nowhere, right, Joe? This is very easily, if they decide to, the convention commences and they start talking amongst themselves, this is where a guy like Jared Polis that nobody's talking about could just show up. I do like that mention. I think Jared Polis is running in 2028. Would they just put him in now? Remember, way back when, Joe, I told you he bought the rights. He bought the trademark and the copyrights for Polis for president 2024. I didn't think that was going to happen after the surprise win by Biden in 2020. But if they're going to replace him, it could happen at any time, especially during the convention. So, I mean, here's the question, Joe, because I haven't been paying attention. Is there another debate before the convention or before the conventions? I don't know if there's another debate before. If he performs really badly again, then they can prep everybody for a vote, because they're going to want this to look like a big surprise.
There is a second debate scheduled for September. So I don't know when the convention is. That I don't know. But there is a second debate scheduled for September. So keep that in mind. 877-536-1360, the call and or text line. If they replace Joe with anyone other than a black woman, the Democrats will abandon the election. Could be, maybe, right? So you got Kamala, you got Big Mike. So they do have a couple of options there. Again, I don't know that Michelle Obama wants to be president. I think she has said publicly that she does not. But I like what Jason's going at. There could be somebody that emerges out of left field with a great speech at the Democratic convention, assuming that Biden continues to spiral here, and somebody like a Polis, somebody like that just comes out of nowhere, because let's face it, compared to Joe Biden, and the very little we've heard from Kamala Harris, neither one of them are great orators at all. So this could open the door for somebody else that maybe, hey, I know how to communicate. You know, say what you want about Barry Sotero. The guy was a good orator, right? He could talk, and he could talk really well. And I think that the Democrats would flock to somebody like that.
Well, what have they been jamming down our throats the last 4+ years? The LGBTQ movement, Joe. Who would be the perfect candidate for those people? I guess it would be our Colorado governor. Wouldn't he be the perfect presidential front runner for the Democrat Party to replace Joe Biden? So if it's not a Jared Polis, I think it's going to be not a Kamala Harris. It's not going to be a Michelle Obama, because these are all the popular names floating around. It's going to be somebody that gives them the Republicans very little time to prepare for what this candidate's going to be. Now, the Democrat National Convention is the week of August 19th. So this debate that's going to be the very next month, if they replace Biden, they got only 1 month to prepare for a debate against whoever this guy is.
Gotcha. So there's the timeline. So the convention is the middle of August with the debate.
Almost the end. August 19th.
Okay. August 19th, with the debate in September, Navy SEAL former Admiral William McRaven could be. Somebody texted him, what about Oprah? I think Oprah would be very electable. I doubt it, but I don't know. Somebody another text, someone that's pro-Israel. Possibly, right? And I think Biden's been pretty pro-Israel, at least for the most part anyway. But, you know, Jason, I think there's a lot of opinion out there. If somebody wants to let me know, do you think they're going to stick with Biden, right? Is that, you know,
they might. I guess
that could be the other option is, you know, hey, we're going to stick with him and let's hope he doesn't bomb in September. I guess that's the other option, right?
Yeah, anybody who listens to me talk about this stuff knows that I think we have a uniparty. It's we vote, they win. This is why I'm very down on voting. If Biden very likely will be, I'll say this, even though I'm giving Joe credit for that, that this is a very likely scenario, and there's going to be a lot of talk about it, I still say more than 50% chance it's going to be Biden, because I think they need Biden to lose this thing miserably, because Trump is geopolitically and economically what we're getting ready to face. President Trump, and you heard it in the debate talking about NATO. You know, I'll say this, a lot of the stuff when Biden went to his notes during this debate, the stuff he was saying was not lies like some people on the Republicans might say it is. A lot of the stuff that Trump said was factual. A lot of the stuff that Biden says was factual. But you're kind of skewing the numbers, so to speak, Joe. So some of the things that Biden says, hey, Trump said that the Russians should just come in there and do whatever they want to NATO. Well, a lot of people say, no way Trump said that. Well, Trump did say a version of that. Trump said that if NATO does not hold up to the treaties with Russia, that Russia should be able to do whatever they want. He did say this. So he is not friendly to NATO, and Trump is not going to be friendly to NATO. So if a greater war breaks out between Ukraine and Russia, Trump has cover in that war. Now, Trump was, he doubled down, tripled down, quadrupled down when it came to protecting Israel, which he has always been massively pro-Israel. So you could see a world where a Ukraine war that encompasses NATO but not the United States, Trump is now elected. Hey, Putin, do what you must in Europe. Do not include us. Do not unleash nuclear weapons. You guys figure it out. I got my problem over here in Israel. And you can have an American war in the Middle East, and you can have a Russian war in Ukraine involving NATO. And Trump is the only guy that fits that picture, not Biden. So if Biden's the guy that goes all the way to November, I don't see how it could be anybody but Trump. It fits perfectly what the world powers need to happen, Joe.
And again, I'll just say this. I said this yesterday, the day before. It doesn't matter.
No, in the end, it doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't matter. Whoever the next president is, and it's not going to be their fault. This economy is going to get really ugly. There's going to be a major crisis. I think war is going to be very prevalent. And maybe this is what they want, because let's face it, you know, Trump does have that cult-like support, right? Yep. It is cult-like. The 40% that are Trumpers are Trumpers, like no other, right? And maybe they want him to be the fall guy to get these people, you know, humble pie, whatever you want to say, take the wind out of their sail, because let's face it, I think a lot of them really want Trump to do things Trump won't do, like sticking it to the deep state. He says that he does, but he really doesn't. But it's just one of those things where I think that could be a scenario where, yes, they do want Trump to win, because they're going to collapse it on this guy and try to get that cult-like support that he had to go away. I think that's a possibility.
And as I said, maybe it was Monday. No, it was yesterday, I think. There is very likely, if there's an escalation in the war before this election, that you will actually see Biden and Trump actually in a joint press conference saying, hey, guys, we know, we just had our election. We had a peaceful transfer of power during wartime. Now it's time for everybody to go after the enemy. I mean, it's because, Joe, when it comes to the changes that are coming to this world, they need Americans to be rowing the boat in the direction they want it rowed in. And if you have these very hotly contested two sides of this country suddenly saying, hey, we need to do the same thing, those two cult-like groups of people, they're going to do it, aren't they? Hey, all right, my guy said join. Let's join, right?
Yeah, you know what? A lot of directions again on this show. 877-536-1360. We'll be back right after the break.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment, it's fantasy, it's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit coloradorenaissance.com.
The Half Empty Cup of Joe is sponsored by Wagner Electric at 970-800-3693.
I was willing to take a cognitive test, and you know what? If I didn't do well, I aced him. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who's a great guy, when he was White House doctor, and then I took another one, a similar one, and both one of them said they've never seen anybody ace him.
Thank you, President Biden.
You can see he is 6'5" and only 235 pounds. Well, you said 6'4", 200. Well, anyway, that's what you're... Anyway, just take a look at what he says he is and take a look at what he is. Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. The reason I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. And by the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
8? But I have, you know, I mean,
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
Okay, let's not act like children. President Trump, we're going to...
Let's not...
There you go. That was some highlights from last night's debate. It was so it was funny. Jack came downstairs when I was watching this. This was the one moment he showed up. And he saw this, and Jack started cracking up. He doesn't even care about this stuff. Jack, you remember seeing that moment last night? Yeah, what did you think?
It's pretty embarrassing.
Joe, what do you say, man? There you go. We're talking six handicaps and carrying your own bag.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. It's embarrassing, is what it is. But again, that's kind of, you know, that's that WWE type stuff that we've been talking about. But a lot of people texting in. One person's asked, this is a great question. Who's Trump's VP going to be? Right. We still haven't got a number or a candidate there. President Trump requested both candidates be drug tested, right? Sounds kind of logical, right? You're applying for the job of the President of the United States. I know, and obviously a lot of people, as you know, right, certain industries, you got to get a drug test. If you don't get a drug test, you don't get a job.
I could see it now. Years from now, when they're doing the drug test for the president, somebody on eBay is selling that thing for like $100,000. Hey, I got the Biden pee test cup. Come on, yeah. I got the drug test. Think about, we're talking about President of the United States, the dignity of what that's supposed to be. And we're legitimately have concerns about maybe we should be doing drug testing on these guys. It's a bizarro world we're in, Joe.
Yeah, you know what? It really, really is. One of the texts texted in: Biden wins, but is replaced by Kamala, and she brings in Michelle. Oh. Right. So, and then one guy, Jason, you're being a little too positive here right now. You know what? You're almost getting half full on the cup here from one of the texters. So I think there's
I think this is a disaster. This is definitely a disaster. In fact, if Joe is right, it would say they replaced Biden at the convention. Let's just say for this scenario, Jared Polis is the guy. Jared Polis goes on, does a speech, things are going on, and they vote him in, right? I still say Trump wins. But look, at whoever this guy is that loses could be the Democrat nominee for 2028 and becomes the president to clean up, quote unquote, Trump's mess. So remember, these guys are not playing checkers. These guys play several elections ahead. These guys know where the economy is going years ahead. This is why to me, it makes all the sense in the world. Trump was supposed to be president in 2020. And I think the economists, the guys that financially run this world, was looking at what was going on. They're like, look, COVID didn't work the way it was supposed to work. This financial mess that we're supposed to collapse everything on is not going to work in these next 4 years. Let's start a war. Let's do it the traditional way. And it's like, well, we don't have the pieces in place. Put Biden in. Trump needs to be the guy that it falls apart on. I don't see any other explanation, Joe. Trump had, at 7:30 Colorado time, Trump had that election sealed. It was obvious. But the playmakers of how elections go, they made a choice. I don't know if it was on election night or if it was a month or two ahead. I don't know. But this seems to be where we're headed. And if Biden gets replaced and that guy or woman loses the election, you watch. That will be the next president. That's very likely what will happen. I just don't see a world where Trump loses this thing, Joe. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I'm coming over to that camp today based on what I'm seeing from the results of this debate and by all accounts, a brutal performance by Joe Biden. And not that Trump was great. He wasn't. He wasn't. But I think he didn't need to be great, right? He just needed to let Biden do what Biden did. And the winner from last night's debate, China, Russia, Iran.
yeah, that's a good point.
Could be, right? I mean, the world is watching. We've got this election, this crazy election coming in France on Sunday, which, you know, has some, I guess, the illusion of choice, right? That there's going to be this right wing, and a lot of people think they're going to set it up and for this guy to fall on his face so they can get another one of the people they want in there. Jason, you're knocking it out of the crazy park. Thank you from the text line. And again, I think Jason's got something here. This ridiculous performance was meant to be seen, and it was meant to be before this convention, right? Because this now gives them the fodder if they want to, if Biden's not the guy, to get somebody else to emerge. And like I said, kind of, you know, put Trump on his heels, because now you only got, you know, a few months to even prepare. And who's it going to be?
The way that I make my predictions, or the way that I see how things are going, is always based off what does the system want. It hasn't, to me, it's never has to do with what the Republicans want, the Democrats, what China wants, what Russia wants. What does the ruling system want? That's how I view the things that are on our television, because the stuff that's on the television is what they want us to see. The reason it's so important to watch some of that. I'm not one of these guys, off-grid guys, like, I'm done with it. I'm so sick of it. I got to run from it. I'm sick of it, too. I know it's poison. But, you know, everybody has several bottles of poison in their cabinet, because these chemicals do wonderful things when it comes to killing pests or killing weeds in your yard, right? You got to know the point. You got to know the bad guys. You got to know what the interests of the elite want, and then it's easier to kind of see what's happening. And Joe, it just seems pretty obvious that Trump's I like the last texture. If you're a BRICS nation, last night made you pretty damn excited, right?
Stop bitching.
That didn't make you unhappy.
Stop bitching.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Do something.
The Tree Farm's Array of Trees Sale, now through July 16th. See sale items at thetreefarm.com. Save 25 to 45% on thousands of 3 to 8-year-old shade and flowering trees. Choose from honey locust, linden, maple, oak, crabapple, flowering plum, serviceberry, willow, and more. And save big on thousands of shrubs and perennials. The Tree Farm's Array of Trees Sale.
You
come see.
I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
We
We're back here, 877-536-1360. Was this sabotage by the powers that be last night? Was this sabotage to get Joe Biden out? Or was it sabotage to make sure Donald Trump wins, right, and Joe Biden stays? I don't know. One of the texters, and I think this is a great point, was there any mention of the Federal Reserve? I mean, both of these guys are banker guys, so I don't know that answer, Jason. I know you didn't watch all of it, but not to my knowledge. Was there?
I watched pretty much the whole thing. What was the question again?
Was there any mention of the Federal Reserve by either candidate yesterday?
None. No. Yeah. In fact, I have never watched a debate, a presidential debate. I have never seen one where any of the candidates have mentioned the Federal Reserve or anything about what to do about it. Not never. I'm sure it's happened, but I can go back decades. I never see these two, the two guys, whoever it is, they never talk Fed. They only talk about financially it's the other guy's fault.
Right, yes. They blame each other instead of where the blame really needs to be. Someone texted, they want to know who's who. Which one's Hulk Hogan and who's Randy Savage, you know, the Macho Man. Trump definitely has that that Hogan type, right? Yeah. You know, that's definitely. I mean, Biden's not Macho Man Savage in any way. But if I was going to pick between those two, yeah, I'd say Trump is Hogan, and Biden's the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Well, if I pulled up a clip of Macho Man, there is that, you know, he goes into that yelling thing at the end, but he always comes there, oh, yeah, and he starts talking like this,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And he had Elizabeth as his valet. Joe's got Jill, right? Right?
I saw a meme with Biden on it. It said, let's get ready to mumble. So I think Macho Man is probably a Biden, and definitely Hulk Hogan, the flashier, more extravagant guy.
He's got all his Trump-a-maniacs out there. All you Trump-a-maniacs, right? You know.
I agree with that completely. I think that's where we're at, Joe, for sure. The reason I watch is because I knew there would be some entertaining moments. I got some big belly laughs because I know, I mean, you got to laugh at this stuff. It's really horrible that this is where we're at, that these are the people that lead this country. But one of the things that make me feel okay about the world in general is it's really hard to control 8 billion people in like every aspect of their life. So I know they're trying with technology. They're going to try to operate every minute and every second of our lives. But at some point, you can't really do it. At some point, you just really can't do it. So you got to take it with a grain of salt, enjoy the version of freedom that you have in the life you're in, and try to increase it. Right, Joe? I mean, that's the best you can do.
What's that?
I said, enjoy the amount of freedom you've got. Whatever your situation is, enjoy. Try to increase your happiness. Because I'm going to tell you now, I mean, I've had all kinds of minor emergencies happen to me in the last bunch of months. You know, Jack had wrecked a car recently. It was bad. Brooke got sick. Jack got sick. I got sick. I had a clutch fall out of a car. We had 3 people that need cars in my house, and we were down to 1 car. I mean, then I had this, I hurt my knee on some stairs a couple of days ago, and I'm dealing with this. This is going to be ongoing. And it gets you down. You know, Jack ended up having a flat. He was going to go to the gym last night. He gets a flat tire. He can't drive out of the neighborhood. And it gets you down. And so when you listen to the stuff that's going on, you watch the news and all of the fear that's going on, man, it'll mess you up. But as much as we pound, you know, we had the texture, I think it was last week. Jason, do you like anyone? Well, yeah, I like everyone that's not a part of the federal government, even the ones that don't like me. I like a lot of the people that don't like me because they're free to say, you know, things about me that they don't like. I get to say the same things back to them. What I don't like is when people take freedoms, when they make decisions for me. And then there's a lot of people in Washington, D.C., I mean, all of them. I mean, I like Lauren Boebert. She's a pretty decent candidate. I've been really paying attention to what she's doing, what she's saying. But she still talks about, hey, we're going to pass this thing. We're going to pass that thing. Biden just bragged about, I passed this thing. I passed that thing. Trump's like, I passed this thing. I passed that thing. And every time someone says they passed something in the federal government, it's like, well, you just took away some freedom that I had. Because that's what a law does. A law says you can't do something. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the federal government. So if I'm negative about all the candidates, you're right. There's almost no one there. And by the way, I've got a guy I like. It took me 4 years. But I found a guy in Washington, D.C. that I'm now going to get behind. Okay, so if you want a guy, and I've been told by my listeners and customers to be liking this guy, but I don't want to fall into the Trump trap again. But I believe Thomas Massie is legit. I've been sitting on talking positively about this guy for months and months and even years. But as soon as he started re-upping the let's end the Fed, the Ron Paul end the Fed stuff that Ron Paul for years just kept on putting back in 1999, end the Fed, just like the every year Congress introduces the semi-automatic firearms ban. Every year that gets introduced to Congress. What that means is anything that has a trigger will be illegal. They know they're never going to get it passed, but it lingers about until maybe the right situation. An all-out World War III where we don't trust the domestic terrorists in our country. Things like that happen. Suddenly, things that are bad that can pass. But Robert Thomas Massie, he reintroduced it a couple of months ago. It's the strongest. Boebert signed on to it. So this makes me very happy. 24 people signed on to it, Joe. Here's the thing. When Ron Paul put it out there, I think the most people he ever got to sign on to his and the Fed legislation was 3 or 4 guys. Thomas Massie got 24. So maybe, as gloomy as I am about there is no fix, maybe something's happening. How's that? There you go. You got a crack of optimism coming out of Jason when it comes to the federal government.
Wow. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, right? Hey, but listen, change is coming. It just takes time. 3, now there's 24, right? Eventually, it'll be the majority.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-Y-REFI-24. That's 888-Y-REFI-24. Tell them Joe sent you.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
what I did to this city with a few drums of gas and a couple of bullets. Hmm? You know what I noticed? Nobody panics when things go according to plan. Even if the plan is horrifying. If tomorrow I tell the press that, like, a gangbanger will get shot, or a truckload of soldiers will be blowing up, nobody panics. Because it's all part of the plan. But when I say that one little old mare will die, well, then everyone loses their minds.
That comes from the Batman, The Dark Knight. It's a... The Aurora shooter did this horrible thing. He went in there and started killing people during that Batman movie. This guy thought the Joker was to be... the character and his philosophies in that movie were top shelf. This is what everybody should be believing in. The reason that I understand what Holmes, why he thought the way he did, I didn't like what he did. It was horrible. He was, and I'm sure he's government and all this other ops and stuff. He is like a lot of frustrated Americans that don't see an answer to the problems that are going on. And blowing things up and causing chaos seems to be the only way to break down what's going on. We have a blueprint on how to fix things. Martin Luther King was doing it. He had a mission to bring equal rights to the black population, and he marched quietly, and he didn't attack anything. The one difference between Martin Luther King and what happened on January 6th is I don't care what anyone says, there were people that were wrong on both sides. And on January 6th, you had a lot of pro-Trumpers pushing and beating and causing the police and law enforcement trouble. You just have to watch the videos. It was not just innocent Republicans going into the building and being persecuted by the left. There were people wrong on both sides. And the reason I play the Joker part, Joe, is because, look, it's all a part of the plan. Everyone's got their, there's a larger part of the clip where he's talking about all the characters in the movie, about how they all have their plans. They all have their agendas. And that's what we're looking at, Joe. This is the way the world works. And until we get a Martin Luther King, Joe, right? Somebody that peacefully is going to change things and gets everyone behind him. And Martin Luther King's people, generally from what I understand, I wasn't there in the 60s, but they took fire hoses, they took batons, they took persecution from the media. And they accomplished a lot by simply saying, we're going to walk and you guys are going to hurt us and attack us, but we're going to stand up. Joe, there's not a lot of standing up going on. Nobody's standing up. You can't change unless people peacefully stand up. Because if you go and beat people up and blow things up, yeah, your cause is already lost.
Yeah, well, I just got word, and I confirmed it here, Representative Massey, his wife passed last night, so our thoughts go out to that. They haven't said what the cause was, but just to put that out there. So,
I hope she didn't drink something intended for him.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Don't know. We'll follow it. We'll see what comes out of it. It was interesting that you brought that name up. And just yesterday, she passed away. His wife passed away. So another plot twist as we watch this going on. I want to thank everybody. It's been a great week. Just keep supporting the station. Keep supporting us, and we'll keep bringing you the best shows we possibly can. God bless everybody. Jason and I, we're going to be back next week.
Stop bitching. Do something. Stop bitching. Do something.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with My Kind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.